Okay, in this lesson, we'll be talking about the kind of checks you'll want to make on your business side of things before you start looking to scale up. So we're asking the question, is the business ready to scale in terms of your business operations? Are you prepared for an increase in customer support tickets as that user base grows? And I just want to show some strategies you can employ to ensure high levels of customer satisfaction as that user base expands. So first up is the power of a knowledge base. So it is well worth you investing your time in creating a detailed knowledge base for your extension. It will give you a great return on your time invested over the long term as users are able to find their own solutions to the problems. So instead of replying to lots of tickets, you'll eventually be able to reply to the few support tickets that come in, linking them to the relevant articles in the knowledge base, which will reduce the amount of repetitive responses you have to make. So this knowledge base really is a good, powerful asset to have going forward. And alongside that knowledge base, you need to create a decent support infrastructure. So if you have managed to make it to this point using primitive support methods like email or instant messaging, you need to migrate over to a ticketing system. There's plenty of free and affordable help desk solutions that will help you run your support efficiently. And then you'll be able to assign tickets, reuse common snippets, and build up a searchable database that you and future support staff can use when searching for previous problems, similar to the one that they're handling at that time. So in terms of support, you might want to consider hiring a small support team, ideally one that spans multiple time zones so people can get responses quickly, even when you're in bed. And you can do this pass the baton style support rather than having tickets assigned just to one person. It can be passed on to anybody else in the support team that's coming on to pick up the next batch of work. So I had a small team in the Merch Wizard and KDP Wizard world with a couple of people helping from the US and then a few of us in the UK. And it didn't take them long to pick up the first line support. And they would only contact me if there was things beyond the technical knowledge or something that looked like a bug that they needed to refer to me. And lastly, you might want to investigate whether AI can help you draft your first responses or plug it into your knowledge base and have some sort of interactive chatbot. But the core premise here is that we want to enhance the user's experience, especially around that support piece, and make sure we have a knowledge base and we have a pretty slick support system. And then in terms of development, you might then want to scale out the team to be able to handle that extra work if you've got lots of features to work on, but you're constantly just doing bug fixes or tedious technical tasks. You might want to consider hiring a junior developer, either on a part-time or full-time basis, to help you do those tedious tasks, which would then free yourself up to pull the biggest levers in the business, whether that's on marketing or adding new features. You want to try and get yourself out of doing the tedious day-to-day work as early as you reasonably can. So in my extensions, I had a junior developer working part-time with me for about 6 months. He was based in the Philippines. And quite often, I would do the first instance of an integration. So for KDP Wizard, how to push a book from Amazon to Rakuten Kobo. And then he would do the remaining three integrations to Google Play, Barnes & Noble, and the final one was Lulu. And it was just useful to have somebody else to do the fairly straightforward work to give me more time to work on marketing and these new features. So yeah, that's pretty much it from this lesson. So just make sure that your operations are ready to scale, that you've got your knowledge base and a support ticketing system ready to go, and an idea at least of what role you might hire for first and where you might go to try and hire such a person. Okay, so that's it for this lesson, and I'll see you in the next one.